The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Very poignant program that we're going to give you a lot of data on, and one that may make your life a whole lot more pleasant. What are we talking about? Well, we're talking about allergies, my friends. You know, many of you have been suffering miserably for the last couple of months with all this nonsense in the air. And why does that happen, and what can you do about it? And, you know, why you and not somebody else? You know, I'm the guy that goes around in the springtime and never have a problem. Why do you? But we're in the middle of oak season right now, and grasses and all those other crazy things. And people are sluggish, and they can't get out of bed, and their eyes burn, and their throat is sore. Their mind doesn't work the way it's supposed to. So we're going to kind of walk through those weeds, and it'll be the topic of our in-house continuing education program this Wednesday evening, the 18th of May. And your presenter, my guest today on the program, on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, is none other than Dr. Jerry Cowart. Welcome, buddy.
Good morning. I guess good afternoon, everyone.
It is. I can see you, but nobody else can. I mean, we're sitting here looking at each other. So, you know, allergy reactions can come in multidimensional pathways. And there's a lot of similarities relative to the things that are out there in our environment and the things that we consume and put into our bodies. There's a lot of system reactions that take place that give us that misery, and, you know, that people say, why me? And then they run down to the local pharmacy or to their doc, and they start taking a lot of nose dope and things for their eyes and even things to get rid of pain patterns, and exacerbates all kinds of ugliness within their system. I've had patients walking down the hallway, and I look at them and I say, hey, you okay? I said, well, yeah, it's just springtime. I said, did you tell the doc? Are you willing to do what needs to be done? Anyway, Dr. Cowart, I'm taking from your program. So let's get into it a little bit and, you know, let everybody know. And I want them to know we're here at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Give us a call. Love to talk to you. And I want you to know that when we talk about something like this, it's because you can make a choice, a decision to change things, and your body doesn't have to be addicted to all the chemistry that you artificially suppress the symptom process with. Dr. Cowart, take us into the topic a little bit. Let's explore this, why people are so freaking miserable. And, you know, what's an allergy reaction? Why this time of the year? Why? And we talked a little bit before the program started that generally the fall allergies with ragweed and so forth and springtime allergies are similar in their expression. But let's talk about that histamine reactions and why the body goes into all the things it does. What happens and why allergens and what are we looking at?
Yeah. So, you know, it's important to note that on the surface level, an allergic reaction to an extent is actually a good thing because your body should respond to foreign invaders. And, you know, springtime allergies, when we're talking about foreign invaders, we're talking about pollen usually. Sometimes it's mold, spores, and things of that nature. But, you know, to have that response is typically a good thing because it tells you that your body is able to, is functioning, is working, and it's producing those reactions to try to fight against those pathogens. But when we're having these allergic reactions, what's end up happening is you get the interaction. So in this case, we will talk about, you know, pollen, for instance. So then your body tries to fight against it. It produces the histamine that you talk about. And then it produces the inflammation to help get your immune function to start firing in all cylinders, to start protecting itself, and to start identifying those pathogens. So that way, if it comes in contact with it again in the future, it'll know how to fight it.
You know, it's interesting that some people react horribly and some people don't react at all. And, you know, I led into the program and I said, I can walk outside and virtually the fall or the springtime, and nothing really bothers me. I just enjoy the day. But a lot of people stick their nose out the door and, you know, they just plug up. And histaminic reaction, you know, what we're talking about is the body's response, if you will, overprotective response to its environment. And, you know, we have a double whammy at many times of the year, particularly in the spring. We have all the airborne stuff that's out there coming from the budding of the plants and the spores and so forth. But we also have mold and fungus due to the rotting of things and the moisture that's in the soil and the air. And God forbid we live in a house that we're exposed to black mold and things of that nature. Right. But we can list a plethora of different types of I'm allergic to type of thing, but they're the same situation. So let's talk about, you know, some people have sore throats that won't go away. They have, you know, eyes that are just, you know, burning and watery and red. They have lungs that can't get a deep breath of air. They have their intestinal tract becomes loose and, you know, they're wondering, oh my God, what's going on? And even joint spaces, they react like, you know, something is invading them, which in fact they are. How does that happen?
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes for individuals who don't have any issues with allergies, you know, the question becomes, again, if you're just talking about the seasonal, the pollens and the molds, you know, how new are you to your environment? Because sometimes you haven't been in that new environment long enough to have a reaction yet because it's the first time your body's being exposed to it. So like someone who'd like just moved across the country or, you know, or in a new home or something to that effect. But for those individuals who end up do having those allergic reactions, oftentimes it's the overexposure. So, you know, you're on the flip side to the other person of someone who has grown up in this area their entire life. And so they're constantly have been bombarded by the same types of pollens over and over and over again on top of other, exposures, other factors like, you know, dietary patterns that are, you know, garbage or, you know, if you've got black mold in your home, you're constantly being exposed to mold. You know, think back to, you know, viral patterns. We've had, you know, things like COVID in the recent years. And, you know, when you're a kid, you've got shingles or chickenpox going into shingles as an adult, you know, mono, you know, you name it. There's all kinds of viral patterns. All those things, once you start adding them up on top of each other, now the whole system is just kind of overburdened. And now you're starting to experience a lot more of those symptoms every time, every time, every time.
You know, you're going into an area that I want people to understand, and it, whether it's environmental, whether it's food or biochemical, whatever, there's different stages, if you will, of allergic responses within the body. You have what you're talking about, delayed or immediate responses. I mean, you go out and you smell something and you react to it, or you take a breath of air and immediately you start plugging it up. And so you have that immediate piece. And then you have something called a cytotoxic reaction, and that's where the cells mediate the reaction. You have immune complex, and that means your body's immunological system overreacts and sometimes underreacts, and symptoms are similar. You know, what gets me is if you watch television today, everything is going after the body's overreaction, if you will, any kind of immunological core response. So they're trying to suppress the immune system, whether it's a skin rash or whether it's psoriasis or something else. And unfortunately, what they're doing is they're making matters worse because other systems begin to shut down. And then you have the delayed reaction, you know, something that you have to be exposed to repetitively. And the reaction becomes much more significant as that exposure begins to build. But here's the other one. Somebody exposes themselves to something today, but they don't have a reaction until Thursday. And they wonder what happened. And that's also a type of delayed pattern. And all this has to do with all those things that we've talked about relative to antibody reactions, IgA, IgM, IgE, IgG. They indicate different situations. Walk us through it a little bit. And how do you distinguish, if you will, some of the things that we've been talking about? You know, patient presents themselves and, you know, more importantly, not so much the delayed or the immediate reaction, but how do you begin to determine the why is that, if you will, in our vernacular, where it's really coming from, where it's really being triggered?
You know, location is key. You know, where are they currently? Where have they come from? Where did they grow up? You know, where are they currently in the moment? because that can tell you, you know, are you dealing with pollens? Are you dealing with molds? Are you dealing with other environmental factors that's causing other types of burdens that would be making this worse? You know, you want to talk about dietary patterns. You know, what are they eating? What are they constantly consuming? Whether it's, you know, a horrible diet where it's McDonald's, you know, every day of the week, or maybe they are eating a good diet, but they're eating the same things over and over and over again that could still potentially be harmful that they're unaware of. So you kind of have to figure out where are they currently, what are they dealing with, you know, previous history of, you know, illnesses, things of that nature, because there's other, you know, predisposition type of conditions that could be causing this as well, that will start to lead you down the path of what part of the body or what parts of the body is being affected with these allergic reactions.
We're here at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. My guest today, Dr. Jerry Cowart, your host, your presenter at the Results Center for Healing this Wednesday evening, the 18th of May, 7 p.m. Join us. It's, you know, the days are long now and there's no problem traveling around. So come on in. And I promise you, by the way, we have a very safe and protected environment with all kinds of HEPA filters, and we're constantly scrubbing and cleaning and so forth. And I promise you that you will have a very solid, safe environment. But this is an opportunity for you. If you're, you know, you're stuck on nose dope, you know, the corticosteroids, the Afrins, you're taking things to decrease your immunological reaction. Remember, even if it's not an environmental allergic reaction, you think, or it's something that's around you, there's the body goes into very specific and similar steps. And this is something that will give you an opportunity to understand how things become less than optimized within the system. You know, Dr. Cowart, we talk about digestive function being one of the primary culprits in dealing with any type of allergic response. Explain that a little bit, you know, so we can all get a better understanding of it.
Yeah. So when dealing with any kind of allergic response, one of the big key factors is that production of histamine. There's receptors for histamine all throughout the body, one of which being the intestinal tract. Within the intestinal tract, when there's an increase in histamine, usually that comes with an increase of inflammation. When we have an increase in both of those, what ends up happening is that for, you know, simplistic terms, you would end up having, you know, destruction of the inner lining of the intestinal tract. When you have damage to the intestinal tract and that increase in inflammation, you're not going to be able to absorb things as easily as you should, like vital nutrients and things of that nature. But you're also allowing a lot more toxic buildup to get into the bloodstream, and it's also decreasing your immune system because you're also making yourself more susceptible to different pathogens as well going into the intestinal tract. So you're constantly getting this, what we would call gut permeability, meaning it is destroying the tissue, so you're allowing more stuff, more toxic crud, if you will, to be able
Hold your thought. We're coming up to a break. I want to come back. I want to talk a little bit about mast cells and how the body reacts a little bit with histaminic pathways. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. My guest, Dr. Jerry Cowart. We're talking about allergies in your environment. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rizzo here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. My guest, Dr. Jerry Cowart, your host, your presenter this Wednesday, May 18th, 7 p.m. at the Rizzo Center for Healing in Fairfax. What are we talking about? Allergies. You know, you go outside right now and your eyes get red and you get all puffy and your throat, you know, tightens up and all of that nonsense. Second half of the program, I want to talk a little bit about, because so many people are freaking out right now and they think that it's COVID. And I'm going to tell you what the differentiation pieces are of that in the second part of the program. But it's not COVID. It's just these symptoms. But everybody's running scared because you get a sore throat and God forbid you get a little fever and the like. Well, you know, I must be. No, you're not. It's just something else. It's called springtime allergies. Dr. Cowart, welcome back. Let's question I wanted to ask. Let's talk a little about these guys called mast cells. And, you know, they're guys that need to react properly, but sometimes they overreact. But let's start with talking, what is a mast cell and what kind of function, at least in a general stage, does it have within the body?
Yeah, so a mast cell is an immune cell that originates from the bone marrow. And what happens is that those antibodies that we had talked about previously, and when we're dealing with allergic reactions, we're specifically talking about what's called IgE. We'll discuss that more on when we talk on Wednesday. But they will basically, the production of the IgG happens in the presence of the allergen, if you will. And then it gets attached to that mast cell. The mast cell carries around the antibodies. So that way, the next time you come in contact with the allergen, we can call it pollen for this example, then that's when you start getting the reaction to it. It's like, oh, I know that pollen. I've seen that before. Now it's time to kick into action.
So it gets overabundant, if you will, in its reactivity. And so subsequently, we have a lot of symptoms, if you will, that respond
Absolutely.
In that way.
Absolutely.
And the only reason I bring it up, I don't want to make our audience biochemists in any way, but I want them to understand there are very specific pathways that take place. We have a short segment. One of the things I want to talk about a little bit is, you know, we touched upon it in the beginning of the program when I said a little bit about digestive function. So many people respond poorly to the environmental simply because they can't break down the outer shell around some of these springtime allergens. There's a protein coat, and it has to be broken down. Why is that?
Yeah, so one of the things that ends up happening with digestive function is that oftentimes people don't have enough stomach acid. And when you're digesting or when you're inhaling or coming in contact with anything, you know, one of the main fights is trying to break that down. Stomach acid is definitely one of them. So as you begin to have food, your stomach acid isn't enough to break things down, break down the protein coating and things of that nature. It happens the same thing with allergic reactions. It's that constant exposure to those pathogens that's going to constantly deplete those systems.
You know, it's interesting that something as simple as that, and what we don't realize is there's a lot of reasons why stomach acid becomes dampened, I'll use that term, or depleted within the body. We need to have those levels adequate, and for a lot of reasons. We can't absorb a lot of minerals or virtually any minerals without enough. We can't break down proteins, and that's the important piece that we have to talk about right now, is that so many of these allergens have a protective protein layer around them, and if we can't attack it, then the rest of the body, even if it's working fairly normally, can't go after it and neutralize it. So subsequently, we end up with this inflammatory response. And there's so many people in our society today that are taking drugs that suppress the production of hydrochloric acid and make things a whole lot worse. So, you know, how would, you know, patient comes in, they have allergy reactions. We have just about a minute and a half. How would you determine from a biochemical pathway or even a historical pathway that you might be suspicious that they're not producing enough hydrochloric acid?
Obviously, you know, you want to get their medical history. So if someone has complained of, you know, GERD or acid reflux, anything like that, they're probably going to be on a PPI, which will definitely suppress the production of stomach acid. On a physical exam, there's some cranial patterns that we evaluate on in applied kinesiology that can also suggest potential issues with stomach acid. Maybe even some muscle cramping as well, from history and things like that, that could all be suspicious of hydrochloric acid insufficiency.
So one of the things that I've always pointed to with a patient is that, you know, we have some preliminary tests that our staff runs before we see them. And one is an oral pH. Mm-hmm. And if that oral pH is not alkaline, that it tells me that the stomach is not as acidic as it should be. And that's kind of a catch-22, but I'll explain that a little bit more when we come back. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live, and my guest, Dr. Jerry Cowher, and I are talking about your springtime allergies. We'll be right back after some very important messages. Don't go away.
Dr. Tom Rizal Live continues now on News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, and we're talking about, you know, the things that make you stuffy and headachy and hurt and bloated and your raspy voice, and it goes on and on and on, and don't want to get out of bed. We're talking about allergies, you know, particularly springtime allergies. We've gone through the season of mold and spores, and now we're in oak and grasses and things of that nature, and some people react badly, poorly, and really get sick. And some people, like me, doesn't bother me. Why? What's the difference between you and me? Well, my immune system seems to be kicking in and working pretty well. And some of you are struggling. My guest today, Dr. Jerry Cowart, he's going to be your host, your presenter at the Results Center for Healing this Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., the 18th of May. Join us. All you got to do is call 703-698-7117 and tell our staff you want to be there, and we'll reserve a seat for you. Or simply go online. Go to rozellecare.com, R-O-S-E-L-L-E-C-A-R-E.com. If you scroll down about halfway through the homepage of our website, you're going to see an ad for allergens, and just click it, register, and we will make sure that we set aside a seat for you. And I promise you, you will go away with tools that you can use to make life a whole lot easier and find out what you can really do to solve these things, perhaps once and for all. Dr. Cowart, welcome back. We're talking a little bit about stomach acid production in the first part of the program. And I said that if you don't have enough stomach acid, you can't break down the allergen, because most allergens have an outer coat, a protective protein coat, and it takes that stomach acid to be able to break it down and dissolve it. We said a little bit that the oral pH, the acid base level of your mouth, also will suggest whether or not that stomach acid is adequate or not. This, the oral pH of your mouth should be alkaline, should be about 7.2, 7.3, perfect world about 7.5. If it's not, it would say that we have a potential relative hypochlorhydria, or low stomach acid, which is going to cause all kinds of problems with absorbing things, but also the inability to first line of defense, if you will, going after these irritants, these allergens and so forth. Very important piece of mechanism. But as you said, so many people are on PPIs, you know, protein pump inhibitors because of GERD and so forth, which, by the way, most GERD problems aren't too much acid, by the way. They're not enough acid. They're, the body's way too alkaline. It's like if you ever had a garden and you put too much lye in the garden, which is very alkalizing, it burns the garden out. And you have to have that balance. You have to have that lovely protective pattern going on. So let's go on from that, Dr. Cowart. Let's talk a little bit more about the reactions of histamine, which are the things that really drive people crazy. It allows, you know, they get stuffed up, their eyes get red and burning, their throat gets sore. And I said a little bit, you know, that a lot of people are freaking out right now because they think it's COVID. And by the way, if you do get COVID right now, this thing is so easy, so mild. You go home for about a day and a half and you're good to go in the majority of cases. And if you notice that, the government doesn't even tell you to stay home anymore if you test positive. So that's a whole different topic that I won't get into today, but many of you know what my position is anyway. Dr. Cowart, let's talk about this histaminic pattern. We talked a little bit about mast cells in the first part of the program, and they have a very specific function relative to histaminic reactions. And you said, you know, these mast cells will learn how to identify certain things, and then pretty soon it overreacts. But they also have to do with the production of histamine directly. So let's just kind of waddle through that just a little bit, and then, you know, we'll touch on a couple other pathways. Because what I want our audience to understand is that even if you're suffering from any kind of allergic response, it doesn't make any difference whether it's environmental or if it's food driven or anything like that, your body is extraordinarily forgiving. It will resolve it. It can turn itself around under the right conditions, as long as you stop suppressing its natural reaction. So let's go from there.
Yeah. So again, we want these reactions to an extent to occur, as I mentioned at the very beginning, because that is your body's reaction to getting rid of the insult, if you will. And so when this histamine is produced, in a sense, initially it is a good thing because it wants to cause that reaction to rid. It's when we have the constant overreaction, as what you had talked about before, is when we start to get the issues and then the chronic symptomatology with this. So when it comes to histamine, you know, eventually you can get to a point of histamine like intolerance where you've produced so much histamine over and over and over and over again that now it's just starting to, you know, shut down. And oftentimes that comes from the overexposures. And what's fascinating too is that a lot of people don't realize is that not only can a bad diet, not only can a bad diet cause, you know, over production of histamine, but you can also potentially have a good diet, but some of those foods can also be very high in histamines as well, which can continue to cause those types of reactions.
You know, the interesting thing, when you start breaking the symptoms down of different types of allergens, the bothersome symptoms, if you will, for so many people, from their sinuses and their nose being, you know, all jacked up and plugged up, you know, congestion, we'll use that term, sneezing, their eyes are watering, they're itchy, they're red, they're burning, you know, the nose itself feels like there's somebody in there digging at you, the throats, everything starts running around. The unfortunate part of this is that, they're all treated from an allopathic point of view. They're treated similarly, meaning the same type of drug. They're immunological suppressants. I affectionately call them nose dope. You know, you have Flonase, which is a very commonly used medication. And by the way, we're here. If you have a specific question on that at 888-630-9625, give us a call, and we'll see if we can approach that for you. But these things are what we put up with, if you will, things like Zyrtec. And, you know, there's an ad I saw on television the other day that said, you know, it works immediately the first day. And if you use it the second day, it works even much more profoundly. You know, there's a lot of hype in advertising. And unfortunately, the situation is that you have to understand the suppressive nature of some of these things. Doc, when a patient comes in, and you see this litany of meds that they're on, from corticosteroids to Zyrtec to Flonase, you name it, they're on it. How do you know that the lack of symptoms because of the drug is not just a normal reaction, if you will, meaning that the body is in a good place compared to it being in a bad place? Are there other, a better question is, what other indicators, what other things do you see that these drugs occur? What other side effects, if you will?
Yes, of course. Yeah, I mean, you mentioned it, you know, on our new patient intake form, you know, we always ask her, what kind of medications are you on? And like, when did you start them? So that way we know how long they've been on it. And then, you know, very commonly people will choose to skip that part on our new patient intake and just bring in their own filled out piece of paper that, because there wasn't enough room on our intake for all the medications they're on. So we're always, you know, kind of up against the wall when it comes to medication side effects. When it comes to the side effects of the medications specifically for allergic reactions, like your antihistamines and things, basically, because one of the main reactions when exposed to histamine or histamine production is like the watery eyes, the runny nose, things of that nature, those medications are basically aiming to do the opposite, basically to dry you up, not to have those runny noses and the watery eyes, the thick coughing. You're trying to suppress a lot of the mucus, but that in turn can cause a lot of other issues like frequency in urination, constipation, malabsorption, infertility, you name it. It can cause all kinds of stuff. And so even though they may not be having the runny nose or the watery eyes or the cough now, so they think they're free of allergies, but now they have all these other symptoms that we look at that I just mentioned that could be still suggestive of, oh, we still have this issue with allergies.
Well, you brought something up that I wanted you to get to, and I was trying to going to lead you into that, but you did it on your own, so that's cool. The suppression of other systems in the body, including androgens, meaning hormones, testosterone and estrogens and progesterones, simply because that the receptors in these areas are we'll call receptive, if you will, to these steroids, these artificial steroids, which causes a dampening and a dumbing down of their ability to work. That's one of the reasons that, you know, we're seeing so much infertility today, besides what's happening, as we know, through the release of information from Pfizer about 2 weeks ago with the women who received the vaccine were miscarrying. Like crazy. They're talking about inability to conceive and miscarriages up to 90% after the vaccination. But having said that, these steroids, the Afrins and the Benadryls and the Flonase and the Zyrtex and so forth, what they do is they suppress immunological function, but they also suppress the production of normal hormonal steroidal components, which the androgens, these normal hormones that we have to have from these the adrenal system and so forth and so on. So what we're seeing across the board is people who are struggling. They get off of these things and there's a rebound effect that is significant because the body goes into reaction. Years ago, you know, we used to affectionately call it Afrin nose dope. And because it would decrease the swelling of the nasal membranes and the sinuses, but it would dampen it down. It wouldn't do anything really to solve or resolve or heal anything. It just took away the symptom process. And then if somebody stopped it abruptly without supporting the underlying system, their symptoms actually for a period of time would become much worse because the body rebounds back and that nasal membrane, those tissues swell extraordinarily, inordinately, if you will, causing these problems. Now, we talked about a lot of stuff and there's a lot more in there. Let's get to the gut. Let's talk about that intestinal tract and its relationship to allergy reactions. Why is that such a critical piece?
Yeah. So, there is, an enzyme that gets produced in the gut called, the short name is called DAO. It stands for, diamine oxidase, and that gets produced in the intestinal tract. What's important about DAO, and I think you mentioned it earlier today, was that it helps break down histamine. So if you're having an increase in histamine production, which is going to cause inflammation, which in turn will cause damage to the inner lining of the intestinal tract, well, now that damage to the intestinal tract is going to, you know, cause damage to all the cells that make up the inner lining, right? Well, at that point, you're not able to produce enough of your antihistamines that are naturally there. So now you just have like this kind of perpetual cycle that just isn't working like it's supposed to.
Doc, hold that thought for a second. I want to get to, we have some people lining up and I don't want to ignore them. Anthony, welcome to the program. How can I help you, sir? You're calling from Ashburn.
Yes, Dr. Thomas, how you doing?
I'm doing well, my friend.
Thank you. If you have the problematic histamine reactions, you're one of those folks in the spring or fall that had that, what sort of foods should you be avoiding during your, quote, allergy season? And what sort of foods and supplements should you be increasing during your allergy season?
Well, so at the end of the day, you know, making sure that you have hydrochloric acid sufficiency in the body, one of the things that you can do that's very mild is take, if you're not sensitive to apples, it's apple cider vinegar, Bragg's, B-R-A-G-G-S, Bragg's apple cider vinegar. Take about 2 tablespoons of it in a little bit of water in the morning on an empty stomach. It'll begin to, as even though it's acidic, it's an acetic acid, it begins to alkalize your body. Now, generally, and each person is different relative to immunological responses and so forth, but staying away from grains, particularly any kind of grain, dairy products, sugars, alcohol, particularly anything that is fermented is a good start in the process. So you have to be very careful, but you have to, each individual is different. If you're a cigarette smoker or a tobacco user of any sort, it's going to be worse. If you've been chronically on different types of medication, your immune system is going to be beat up and suppressed, and it comes back over a period of time. So it's not just a symptomatic avoid these things. It's a understanding of what systems are not working properly, and then support them so your body can begin to heal and move forward over a long period of time. Dr. Coward, anything you want to add to that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we talked about all of those pieces as well, but, you know, another piece that you kind of touched on, if you're dealing with seasonal allergies that are especially mold-based, as you mentioned, you know, the dairy and the wheat should be avoided, but things like peanuts as well would also want to be avoided. Anything that would be a high histamine production, so a lot of your nightshades, especially something like tomatoes, should also be avoided as well.
You're going to have to hold that, and we're going to have to come back after the break. We're coming up to that place that we have to acknowledge our vendors, if you will, that bring you Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. Don't go away. We'll be right back after some very important messages.
News Talk 105.9.
WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizzo. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live, as you do every Sunday at 12 noon on the Eastern Seaboard. We'd like to thank you, and please pass it on that we're bringing you the most up-to-date and informative pieces of information that can really resolve and change your health. The Rizzo Center for Healing in Fairfax is an ongoing evolutionary process, if you will. That's kind of a strange statement, isn't it? Well, what I mean by that is that we're constantly staying up to date so we can serve you at the highest level. That's why we do our in-house continuing education programs on an every other week basis on different topics. And the one that we're talking about today is allergy reactions. And if you want to get figure out how to get through the spring and the fall and every other times of the year with less symptomatic processing, then ultimately to resolve and to heal your body, it's an opportunity. All you have to do is call the office, 703-698-7117, or go online at rozellecare.com and register for the class. We'll reserve a seat for you. Dr. Jerry Cowart, my guest, will be your host, your presenter, this Wednesday evening, the 18th of the month, and I promise you, you'll go away with the ability to fix a lot of things. And under the right circumstances, you can resolve them 100% so they don't come back again. Wouldn't that be a wonderful resolution to maybe a lot of years of suffering? And, you know, some of you, you know, get blotchy and you get red and your eyes get swollen and you wonder, why is that? Well, a lot of it is lifestyle. A lot of it is putting up with injury patterns and so forth. Dr. Cowart, welcome back. This Wednesday evening, you're going to go through a process of really unfolding, unveiling what takes place, but giving people the opportunity as well. What are you going to cover? What really is going to happen this Wednesday evening?
Yeah, so we're going to cover, you know, what is an allergy? You know, how does it happen? Where does it come from? We'll go through all of that, you know, in detail so that way you have a good understanding of, you know, some more of the intricacies of it, which would then in turn make sense as we go into what are tools and tricks that you can do at home to help mitigate these issues and stuff that we do on a natural holistic premise to be able to help really resolve these issues for you guys.
You know, this is a time where it's not enough to know about, you have to know how.
Right.
And I want you to really embrace that. You know, we're scrambling today to protect our immunological system because of all the craziness that we've gone through over the last couple, 2.5 years. If nothing else, it should encourage you to really understand the beauty, the intimacy of the human condition, that it has everything it possibly needs to resolve virtually anything that happens to it, because there are some people, and by identification, there's some people that walk down the same path, if you will, and they become overwhelmed and overburdened with symptoms and sometimes, unfortunately, leading to their demise. And there's some people that are exposed to the same thing and they have no problem with it. Why is that? So our job is to teach you the why is that behind that, to give you the tools that you volitionally can take control of and change. My belief has always been is that if you're breathing, your body can heal and fix and restore virtually anything that happens to it. Dr. Coward, this is a program that we've done in the past, mm-hmm. but it's one that I think is, of all the programs that we do, is one of the most supportive, because it really gets into what triggers immunological function. And there's a similar platform to many other different conditions. And, you know, I want you to be able to, you know, walk through that and make it happen. We're coming up to that part of the program where we have to say, you know, we'll see you next week. We're here for you on a week-to-week basis, and we continue to do these programs and tweak them and upgrade them for one reason and for one reason only. We love you all. See you next week.